I was privy to what was occurring in Karachi when my late elder brother, General Asif Nawaz, was the corps commander. And so it's not a very clear-cut situation. I mean, for instance, I know that the MQM has strongly perceived my brother as being anti-MQM. But I was with him, literally by his side, when he took a telephone call from General Begg, who was the army chief. And General Begg said to him, I want you to, the government has asked me to ask you to go and knock down the gates to Azizabad, because that was the protective perimeter around the area where the MQM had its stronghold. Mm-hmm. And he said, no. He said, sir, I think that will be a serious mistake and there will be bloodshed. I assure you, the moment you knock the gates down, the People's Party will send in its goons, and then tomorrow you will be calling me to send in the troops to sort things out. And so he said, no, I would not do it. And he persisted, and he won over General Begg. And I don't think the MQM knew that this had transpired, because he was trying to be as fair as possible. And the same occurred later when they had this exchange about going after certain areas and cleaning up in Sindh. And the areas that were drawn on the map were primarily MQM areas. And he said that if you ask the army to go in, you really cannot red line the areas. You have to allow us to go in and clean up all the areas. And that occurred.